Blog Talk Radio.
About me and you, love, spending some special times. I can even write a rhyme about you. See, I know what it means now to be caught up. Chasing your thoughts just like the scent of your perfume. It fills the room even when you're not there. Is it hot in here or is it just me? Maybe it's the vision of your mocha skin pulling me in and making me do things I don't wanna.
Boom!
Cause you never know. That's why we do it here. Midwest Mocha Singles Podcast, we are back again. I'm going to start up before we even get started. I'm going to tell y'all I'm a little bit under the weather. You're probably going to hear it in my voice. Don't make fun of me. I ain't got the Rona. I've been tested. I'm clean. Just put your hand sanitizer on your smartphone, your computer, and you will be okay too. All right. Let's just get that out the way right off the bat. So we're back again, 121-21. Again, the Midwest Mocha Singles Podcast is back. We got a great, great, great show. We've been gone for a couple weeks. Man, we're glad to be back after the holiday and the election and all that stuff is behind us now. So now we can start concentrating on more important things like us. And speaking of us, we're going to do our normal. We're going to get the show started. I'm going to do the beginning. Start off, of course, I'm your boy B. And then we're going to start off with the introductions. The first, always, right hand, the boom shakalaka. David, go ahead.
Oh my God. I can never get used to that unless you know that right now. Okay, so just we're glad to be here. I'm especially glad to be here. Missed you guys. Looking forward to having a great show tonight.
All right. And let's go on with Madam Secretary. Go ahead, please.
Yes, it's your girl Mia. Hey, welcome everybody. Happy 2021. Thanks for joining us this evening, and we are glad to be back.
All right. Thank you. And Ms. Parker, please.
Hey, everybody. You know what? When that music came on tonight, for some reason it hit just a little bit different. It sounded so grown and sexy.
I know.
Didn't it just sound different? It just hit different tonight.
I thought it was just me.
No, it was
grown
not.
Up.
I'm telling you, we're going to have some grown-up talk tonight. This is Ms. Parker. I'm so glad to be back, and we're going to have some real fun tonight. So make sure you're calling in. Make sure you're listening in. I'm just glad to be back.
All right, thank you very, very much. We're going to get started. Remember the phone number. If you are clicking on the link and you're listening, the phone number, if you have a question or comment, the number is 516-387-1381 on your smartphone. Now, before we get started, we also had, group shout-outs we want to talk about. We do have extensions of the Midwest Mocha Singles, which is, I guess, what you call like the corporate group or the home base. But, Madam Secretary, why don't you give them the shout-outs for us real quick?
Definitely. Just wanted to remind everyone and for our new listeners, we are online. We have a social media platform on Facebook. We have a total of 8 mocha groups. So we have our parent group, their mother group that we have. It's the Midwest Mocha Singles. And then we have different locations. So we cover all regions. We have Southwest, of course, covering our Texas and New Orleans, Southeast for Atlanta, Georgia, West Coast, our Cali folks, hey. East Coast for the New Jersey, New York area. Our deserts are Arizona, Vegas, and New Mexico. Tropical for Florida for Boom Shakalaka. He has it on lock there. And then our capital team for D.C. and Maryland. So we definitely cover everyone. You can join one group. You can join all groups to mingle and mix with everyone. And if you have any questions, reach out to the main group, Midwest Mocha, and we will definitely get you in the right direction if you need help finding the other groups.
Well, thank you.
The thing I wanted to
thank you so much, Madam Secretary. Oh, go ahead.
No, I was just going to say the thing I wanted to just add there is that, folks, we are a singles group. It is Midwest Mocha Singles. It is the Desert Mocha Singles. And so even though we have people who are married who listen to our podcast, I just want to remind everybody that it is a singles group. We do get together and we mingle. We talk. We talk about topics that will help you in your relationship if you do decide to get into one. But it is definitely a singles group. So if you have any, if you have couple that describes your relationship, you should not be a part of this group. Please do feel free to continue to listen to the podcast. But as far as joining the platforms on social media, if you're polyamorous, if you are a couple, a monogamous couple, it doesn't matter. If you are a part of a couple or a thruple or whatever you're calling yourselves, you can't join this group. A thruple.
She said thruple.
A thruple.
She said thruple.
Wow.
Yep.
That is a group, a polyamorous group who might have three people in that relationship. Nothing wrong with it. We don't discriminate. Glad you're happy. But by the same token, this is a single group. So just keep that in mind. We don't want being catfished by people who are married or being, you know, recruited or any other kind of thing. We want our group to be a safe haven for our singles.
Yes.
So just keep in mind, this is a singles group.
You got it.
Right. I do remember my dad once saying he wasn't bisexual, he was trisexual. He said, "What do you mean?" He said, "I'll try anything once." That was bad. As I got mine.
Wait.
I don't know if you can say that now.
No,
I don't know.
That wasn't that,
that
long ago that he said no. That wasn't when I was younger. That was within recent years that he pulled that one out
no.
the hat.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay, Daddy. Okay.
Wow.
Right now.
Dad, if you're out there, that is your quote, not mine.
Hey,
I'm quoting you.
Look, hey, Daddy. No.
Hey, no.
Do not prompt him to call in. Do not prompt him to call in. I will not. I will not answer that phone call. Do
yes.
not, Dad, do not know it. It's a trap. Okay.
Give him the number, Brian. Give him the number to call in.
Yeah,
the number for my dad is 911. Dad, if you're listening, call 911. The real number for those who do want to call again, 516-387-1381. We're going to get started here with our first topic. This is a good one because I think that it's a simple question, but it has a lot of different avenues. It's like that tree branch that just keeps branching. It can go a lot of different ways. So the first one is, who cheats more, men or women? And bonus, who gets away with it? Who is better at cheating, more or less? Better getting away with it. Make the theft, you cover your tracks, you get home with the prize, you don't get caught. So we're going to start off. I'm going to have Boom kick us off with this one because, again, this one is, I'm interested to hear what we got to say. Boom, what you got on?
What you got?
All right, well, I took part of my answer from a member of the group who put women cheat more, but men get caught because they're creatures of habit, which – I think that pretty much sums it up. For men, it's we are creatures of habit. Most of us are.
Uh-huh.
And your woman, you know, she pretty much knows your routine all the time. Once you deviate from that, especially if it's a woman that's been cheated on before, it activates that sixth sense or that women's intuition thing, and she starts paying attention more carefully to what he says, what he does, you know, where he's been, where he said he's been. Men, we talk a lot to the wrong people, and we kind of give away our situations when we don't intend to. Women are more so careful with their stuff. They have like that sisterhood thing going where they can just pretty much emotionally keep their mouth shut. You know, they're very good at it. They're very good at it. It's hard to read them sometimes. So I think, in my opinion, women are better cheaters because they plan it out. It doesn't just happen to most women. They kind of plan it out, and they're careful with it. We, on the other hand, thinking because of our ego takes over, we're thinking we're getting away with anything, when in fact, she pretty much knows what's going on. You just don't know it. Men are lousy at cheating eventually. We're not good at it eventually because, again, we talk too much. So
men
cheat more. Women are better at it. That's my opinion on that.
I completely agree. I completely agree that I do believe that I think that men cheat more, and you know, it kind of depends. They're both men and women do cheat, but I'm going to say that men cheat more, just because, like you said, women are better at it. So we probably hear about it more with men. Even if women do cheat as much, we don't know about it because, like you said, women are better at it. Women are, I think women are like you said, very meticulous. And if women are going to cheat, pretty much she's checked out of the relationship because women don't generally cheat physically first. Women cheat more mentally first. Her body follows. Her body follows her mind and her heart. Her body is the last thing to go. So a woman is going to plan, not only plan, but she's going to, it's going to be a courtship, basically, to get generally a woman to cheat. Now, there are those sisters who just, you know, hey, that's what they do. But primarily, a woman is going to think about what she's doing. And she's going to plan it out, and she's going to, you know, make sure she has a babysitter for the kids. If she has children, she's going to make sure that, you know, her girlfriend, her best friend knows where she is so that if her man calls, you know, she's going to say, girl, she just ran to the store. She's over here. We over here drink, whatever the case is. But she's going to have it planned out. So I don't think that women get caught as much as men. So the statistics are going to show that men cheat more. Because they're worse at it. I don't know if that's a real number, but I do believe that that's, you know, that's the case. What do you think, Mia?
This is what I will say. I will say that it's about even, and this is why I say that. Typically, men are held at a relationship like there's this hey, I'm talking to this guy, we're in a relationship, when guys haven't made that commitment to a lady, right? And then you have individuals like, he cheated on me. No, take a step back. Is he cheating or are you pressuring him into a relationship that you're not even in? I think that it's even because men cheat, women cheat. I don't think it's more than the other because you have a lot of men who have experienced being cheated on and a lot of women who have been cheated on. Typically, I think women end up in that situation based on that mental stimulation, and that could be cheating depending on the relationship that you're in, and it may turn physical. Men typically are just, you know, they say they're just doing it out of maybe habit. Or something that they're missing out on at home, and then they tend to cheat and get caught, and then they just leave it. Usually they can't forgive the woman if they're getting cheated on, but they tend to have a recurrence if they're cheating. It's something that happens until they decide, because their woman can't make them, until they decide that they're not going to do it anymore. But sometimes a lot of men get the thrill of being caught, and they just keep doing it because they're like, hey, she's not going to do anything, so let me do it again. I like getting caught. I like the thrill of actually doing something that I'm not doing, so I'm going to keep doing it. So I think it's even men, women, all around the board. Everybody does what they want based on their
They make their decision.
And that's it.
That's so true. But the
thing, y'all so messy. Y'all get caught, poor things.
I can't say that women, that men
I want to apologize.
More. I can just say they get caught more.
It's just embarrassing.
I want to apologize for the
because
men.
Because it's like, really? Like, you just told on yourself. Like, you just. Or y'all just be like out and about, the girlfriends see y'all, and y'all just be like, whatever. Like, oh my God, it's been some craziness that happened. So, yes,
I'm just going to put this out there for the men, though. Men, if she asks you a question, know that she already knows the answer. So if she asks you if you were at the club and you had some girl sitting on your lap, believe me, she already knows the answer to that question. So you might as well just come clean.
And what about the men, though? What about the men who are like, hey, I have enough currency so you can allow this to happen? Is that considered cheating when they're like, hey, I'm at a certain status, so you need to expect for me to have multiple partners? Is that cheating?
Right. So I was actually going to touch on that because while I agree with everything that was already said, I agree with everything that the men typically are sloppier. We don't cover our tracks very well. We assume that we're not going to get caught. So we go out there like a bull in a china shop, knock stuff over, and then we have the nerve to be surprised when somebody says, what happened to that vase right there? That's just how we are. You got that kind of bravado that puts us in that position. Like I said, there's a lot of branches to this, but I do know, and I've heard women say this a lot, when they start arguing about the possibility of cheating or something like that. I've heard people say, or ladies mostly say this, you ain't paying no bills here. Now, and that mentality to me says, if you're paying something, that allows you to have more leeway in that area. And no one ever says, if you're paying the bills, you can cheat. But I always wondered about that mentality right there. But and then the second piece about that is that women are definitely better at it because women, when a woman is cheating, she has the same signs of cheating as she does when she's unhappy. You know, she'll be a little more distant. She'll be a little more quiet. It's not as obvious if she's actually just not happy in the relationship versus actually cheating. Men, we go way too far. When we cheat, we try to cover our track. We overcompensate. We buy stuff.
Yeah.
We start fights on December 24 and then come back on December 26 to avoid buying presents. We do all the obvious stuff. And when we get caught, the worst part about when we get caught, this is embarrassing because I am a dude, the worst thing is you can get so caught red-handed and still be in denial. You know, one of my comedians has said she didn't have it on tape. And you'd be like, no. See, what had happened was just at that point, you just got to, break down. But for some reason, I think maybe it's a pride thing. We don't like to admit it. We just can't, we can't accept the fact that we got caught.
Yeah.
Yes. Just going back to everything else. Yeah, we are sloppier. We're lazier.
Yeah.
We don't do very good at it. And women are freaking... Women are good. I mean, they're good at it. So, and again, the signs look exactly the same. I don't know about y'all, but I think they look exactly. There's no way to tell really if a woman's cheating. Mm. And like you said, if she cheats more out of emotion than she does just, grabbing somebody, say, let's go. That's my thing.
That's true.
Mm-hmm. Well, see, one thing you got
to
watch out for.
What's that?
If
that boom?
The cheater tries to deflect everything on the one that's being cheated on.
That's
a telltale sign right there.
Right.
So that's we and men do that all the time.
Mm-hmm.
I have to admit we are bad at that. We do try to change it around and try to say, well, you probably cheated on me. Yeah, we do that. I admit it. Well, I'm not saying me. I'm just saying. I don't want to give anybody any.
Not me. I'm just saying. I got references.
I know a guy that knows a guy. So I'm just saying.
Right. But, I think that every person has to, every relationship, I'm going to say, has to define what cheating is. Because cheating can be so many different things depending on what you and your partner have decided that cheating is. It can be, like I said earlier, a woman cheats with her mind before her body follows. So the cheating started well before she actually slept with that person. In some relationships, her man might not care if she's talking to another brother, but and vice versa. A man might be talking to another woman and her his woman at home is thinking, that's cheating. If you look at that other woman, you're cheating. So I guess the parameters of what cheating is needs to be defined in every relationship before, you know, you go out there and start accusing somebody. So that's kind of my take on that. Define what cheating is, people. Define what it is in your relationship. Yeah.
Right on, right on. And with that, we're going to make a visit to pay William and Bill. We'll be back in a second. Midwest Smoke Singers Podcast coming at you. We'll be back.
At Montana's, we're living the best life. Celebrate 25 years of Montana's and enjoy new and old favorites like all-you-can-eat ribs and new Canadian beef brisket. Escape to Montana's today.
I think the biggest myth, the biggest falsehood about motherhood after you have a baby is the postpartum piece. Nobody talks about it.
When this baby came around, I was hit by a bus.
I noticed I was really irritable. I felt down. I was angry, I would lash out. There were a few nights where I really didn't have a wink.
It affected my relationship with my kids. It affected my relationship with my spouse. And it affected the way I interacted with my parents because I didn't want them to see what was happening.
Talking about postpartum depression, postpartum psychosis, any perinatal mental illness is extremely, extremely important.
I think it's more common than we think it is, for sure.
Do not be fooled to think that it's just an individualized issue. It affects the entire family.
Have you ever dreamed of building and owning your own home? What if I told you it was possible to easily customize your own personal luxury home? What if I told you it was affordable? Look no further. With Lodging Homes, we make your dreams a reality with state-of-the-art materials, efficient construction crews, experienced architects, and home designers contracted to help you every step of the way. Call us today at 1-800-787-HOME or visit us at lodginghomes.com. Let us help you achieve your dreams and build your future. Brought to you by LEGO. Create the impossible.
Escape to Sybaris, a private paradise voted the best romantic getaway in the United States.
Visit us online at Sybaris.com, that's Sybaris.com, to receive a free brochure and special discounts for your next romantic getaway.
International House of Pancakes in India is ready for you. The IHOP location at 9750 North by Northeast Boulevard in Fishers is just around the corner and ready to serve. And to thank all of their customers for their patronage during the coronavirus restrictions, IHOP's dining area is open from 6 a.m. to 12 a.m. Seating will be up to 50% capacity to keep you and your family safe while enjoying your meal. Takeout and delivery options through various delivery partners are in most areas. Call 317-288-0122 and ask about IHOP and Go. First-time app users may receive 20% off delivery on your first order. Healthcare workers will also enjoy a discount when dining in. Again, that's 317-288-0122, and you can see a menu right now at www.ihop.com. Again, www.ihop.com.
Hey, on that, hey, I'm going to be back. I'm going to get some pancakes.
Can you order me some and deliver it?
I can order you. I just like to eat all of mine, so I have to get an extra order for you.
He's not staring. He's not staring. He's not staring. That's what he's telling you. Bottom line.
Fine.
My name is Brian, and don't call me Sharon.
Angie.
All right. We're back. Midwest Mocha Singles Podcast. 516-387-1381. So we just finished segment one, and now we're going to move on to segment two, another good one. Let's see what we got here. Segment two is going to be when you call it quits, should you stay in touch with the one you've called it quits with, fired, got rid of, whatever the case may be. So that's another kind of touchy one, and I know there's a lot of different opinions on that one. That one can get touchy, and it also depends on probably how you did it. But, Madam Secretary, we're going to have you start off. What do you think? when you call it quits, should you call it completely quits?
That is a tricky one. My initial response is going to say, when you call it quits, have a conversation, right? That's your initial effect. You know, you're an adult, have that conversation. But then there comes into play some different things, like what if it's toxic? What if you keep calling it quits and then you keep coming back? Like, where are we in this breaking it up, walk away situation? So there can be scenarios where, you know what, you may need to disappear and not say anything at all, and I can't hold that to you. The ones that I would say are terrible is if all of a sudden you're dating someone and then they just disappear and you hear nothing, know nothing, and it's just like, okay, are they alive or, like, what's going on? So I feel like, yes, in normal circumstances, have a conversation. It's awkward, yes, but communication, good or bad, you know, you should be able to have that back and forth dialogue. But if it's not healthy for you as a person, that other person is toxic, just run, walk away, do your thing, and, you know, don't feel a certain way about it. You have to do what's best for you sometimes.
Amen to that. Boom, what you think? I mean, when you call it off, should that be just a stone wall, or should there be some connection left? What you think?
Yeah, there should be some connection left. Again, it depends on the situation. Like Nia said, if it's toxic, goodbye and good riddance. I've been ghosted once a few years ago, and we kind of reconnected, spent time together, then all of a sudden, just disappeared. No conversation, no nothing. So, come to find out, you know, she was seeing someone else.
Uh-huh.
And so, she finally...
That's usually the case.
That's the norm.
Yeah, you know, she finally, yeah. Mm-hmm. And by that time, I'd already, you know, just kind of... I wasn't hurt, per se. I just wanted to know what happened. It's for my peace of mind. And then it would, you know, measure how petty I'm going to be afterwards. So.
Exactly. Activated.
Yeah, it was. And she finally told me what happened, but then it wasn't working out. And if you guys watch The Office and you see, you know, Jim, his character, when he just looks into the camera and just does that little sigh thing.
That.
Mm-hmm. Every time she sends me a message and she complains about her husband or soon-to-be ex-husband, you know, I just give her that little look, and it's like, you know, it's like, what are you telling me for? That all could have been cleared up, you know, months ago or whatever when she first, you know, figured that, you know, she was seeing someone else. So, you know, communication is key. Just, it might not be a great conversation, but you still need that peace of mind. So... there you have it.
Yeah.
All right.
I took this question a couple of different ways when I read it. Mm-hmm. The question says, when you call it quits, do you talk or do you just disappear? And initially, the way I read that question is, do you actually tell them that you're breaking up with them or do you just ghost them? And the answer to that question for me is that I'm going to have a conversation with that person. Like Mia said, I'll have a conversation with that person. I think that person deserves that respect, just like I would want that respect. if they were breaking up with me. But if it's toxic, if it's physical, if it is abusive, if any of those things exist, then run for the hills and forget, you know, that other person. Forget respect because you're not being respected. And so run for the hills. But then in listening to you guys, do you, Brian said, do you continue to have a relationship or talk to that person and communication, or do you just not just cut them off and stonewall them? And the answer to that question for me is that, again, depends. I think that I want to grow up to be the person who is mature enough to continue to be friends with a person that I was in a relationship with. Because for me, I think that if I was in love with that person, love doesn't just stop because you're no longer in a relationship, a romantic relationship. But what are the things that you really loved about that person? And as I get older, it's like, you know, I can still enjoy that person and have that person in my life, even though we're no longer in a romantic relationship, as long as there was no, you know, abuse or toxicity, that kind of thing. So I think I want to grow up to be that person. I'm not quite there yet, but eventually I do want, I want to be that person. I want to continue to have a relationship with people that I love, regardless of whether we're in a romantic relationship anymore or not. Now, again, if it was toxic, then, yeah, I'm cutting you off completely. I don't need to hear from you. I don't even need to give you an explanation. But by the same token, if it was not, we can hopefully remain friends. And the level of friendship will be determined by both of our maturity, whether, you know, I'm not saying we're going to go to dinner every week, because that could continue to leave someone on. But to call and check on that person, or if you see them out, or to be happy for them if they truly find love. Just because it didn't work out with me doesn't mean that, you know, there's not someone else out there for them, just like there's, you know, that doesn't mean that there's not someone else out there for me. So, yeah, I want to get to that place.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, I have probably a pretty unpopular stance on this one. I'm pretty much across the board. I'm just like, no. I'm just like, no, nothing. No. Once it's done, just unless we got kids, there's no reason to contact me. There's no reason. I mean, you don't have to hate me. You know, we ain't got to be mad at each other. And I ain't going to hope that you walk in front of a bus. But at the same time, I'm not going to call like every week and be like, hey, how you doing? Or, you know, what's going on? Or what we get now a lot is the WYD text after 2-3 weeks just to see what you're up to. Most of the time, that's asking for trouble. Most of the time, it's somebody looking for trouble. Just to see if you're still available,
yeah.
You know, hey, maybe there's something might be out
there,
right, maybe, you know, for a night or whatever. And the hard part is, if you haven't had contact, that other person actually has moved on. They've started to talk to somebody. I know I'm kind of leery if person I'm newly talking to is still getting consistent calls from an ex, especially when they feel like they can call anytime. They can just pick up the phone. This was a live situation I was actually in where, one, I was talking to her at 11:30, was talking to her, and her ex was happened to be over at her house. And that just completely, and she was like, oh, no, he just wanted to talk. I said, 11:30, he wanted to talk at 11:30. Mm-hmm. But and to her, to this day, she's like, no, there was nothing going on. And even if there's not nothing going on, it's the perception of what you think you might have to deal with if you get involved with that person. So me personally, I just try to keep it clean. I just say no. You know, if it's an emergency, if we have a mutual friend that passed or something, or if you won the lottery, yes, you can contact me. But outside of that, really, there's no reason for us to contact me in any way, shape, or form outside of that one right there. That's just my two cents.
Yeah, I think there does need to definitely be some, if you're moving on and getting into another relationship, there definitely needs to be some boundaries set. I think that if, you know, you do remain friends with someone, they have to respect what you have going on in your life.
you can't just let them trample all over, you know, the new person in your life or what's, you know, what you're doing going forward. You can't do that. But to remain cordial and to remain, like I said, just to check in on that person every once in a while, see how their mama doing. Because, I mean, when you're in a relationship, you're not just in a relationship with that person. For me, I'm in a relationship with their families. You know, we care about each other. We have relationships outside of that person. So it's not just cut and dry all the time. There are some times that, yes, it is. We broke up for a reason. I don't want to hear from you. But in other instances, it's more than just me and that person.
Yeah, and I think, like what you guys were saying about when individuals just, like, ghost you and don't say anything, like, yes, they may be entertaining someone, but I think they feel like if they ghost you, they leave the communication open, too, so that if they need to double back, right, it's not necessarily on bad terms. They have to come back maybe with a explanation, but it's available for them to possibly open the door and start over again. So a lot of people just, you know, go about their lives and then they'll be like, hey, how you doing? Hey, big head. Hey, stranger. And then start where they left off, like, situation.
Yeah. She said, hey, big head.
That hey, big head.
Yes.
That hey, big head. I see that hey, big head. I know what's up right there. I'm like, oh, okay. Every time I'm big head, I know what's going on.
Yeah, exactly.
Every doggone time.
And yes, they get to pick it up.
You got to be careful with that, though, that leaving the door open. I tell people that all the time. Make sure you close that door, you know, because if you're leaving the door open, then somebody's going to walk through it. They're going to walk right on back through it. So if you're done, be done with that, especially if it was a situation where you get with somebody else and now this person wants to come back. You know, you have to be very careful with that. Close that door because you know that that's nothing but trouble. But, yeah.
Like, when you close the door, right, do you close your door saying, hey, if I dated, we're not able to be friends anymore?
Say that again. If we dated?
If you dated someone, you're not able to remain friends. Is it like, hey, if we break up, this is it, no more communication?
See, not for me. Not for me. I don't think that that has to be the case in every instance. But I will say that if I start seeing someone and this person is not respectful of what I have going on now, even though I wanted to still be friends with you, I can't do that. That door needs to be closed completely and locked and deadbolted because I see what you're trying to do. You're going to keep trying to come back. And as long as I allow you to do that, you're going to, you know, you're going to do it. And so sometimes you have to be very careful when you leave that door open. You got to be careful.
Yeah. Yeah. There's, we talked about, matter of fact, we had a post a while back that talked about, I'm sorry, in the Midwest Mocha Singles group on Facebook, we had a post that talked about, it said something like the things you can do other than ghosting. And one of the reasons I liked that, I was going to do a live on that actually, because somebody had said something about, you know, some of those things really hurt my feelings. Yeah, they may hurt your feelings, but they're still necessary. Would you rather have your feelings hurt, or would you rather not know anything? Because then you're setting yourself up to run into that buzzsaw, even if you're planning on coming back later and say, hey, I just won't say nothing and creep my way back in. It's going to create an awkward situation if you do try to get that, because I ain't going to lie, I've done it. I've ghosted girl, because she wasn't really what I wanted. I was in my 20s, 30s. So I figured, okay, I got my options right. And I left and then went out there and didn't like it and tried to come back. Hey, how you doing? What's up, stranger? Was the term I used. And she's like, well, what do you want? Like, oh, I just called to see how you doing. I'm seeing somebody now. Oh, okay. You know, and of course, regardless of, you say, yeah, okay, I'm cool, but kind of your face does kind of drop a little bit. You're like, you moved on? You moved on from me?
Right.
You possibly moved on.
You couldn't have done that.
How dare you?
That's right. Yeah.
That's the ego talking.
Yeah.
And
so
that's the thing too, though. Sometimes you, when you are in a relationship, women just want that. What do we call it? Closure.
Closure.
Sometimes you don't need closure. sometimes you just don't get it. You just don't get closure. You know, and sometimes you just have to accept that. You're not going to get closure from this person, and you just need to accept it and move on.
That's too extra. I feel like the, hey, tell me, why don't you want me? Like, I would never. Like, what does that look like? I don't even understand. Like, that's some other
stuff that you,
like, I don't understand. Just love me now. Like, never. No.
Right.
Well, Linda from, she's from Chicago. She's a non-member. She wanted to go back to our cheating scenario, and she said, I don't think men like cheating. They just do it out of habit.
Mm. Oh, wow.
Is it just a habit?
That is a whole separate topic in itself right there.
That's just nuts.
We are actually going to address, we got to pay some bills. We are going to address, Miss Linda, thank you for the chat. We are going to address that. We got to pay some bills, though. Yeah, man. Yes. We will be back in a second. Look what they did to us. Look what they did to us.
1, 2, 3, 4
Hey, Miller Lite. It, and that is what we say in Texas. When we ask for a cerveza, we want to start a fiesta. The beer is Miller Lite.
Like is it today?
See, the great Pilsner taste keeps you ahead of it all. Miller Lite, that's what we say in Texas. Miller Lite, it, and that.
Beat Yourself Up Hotline.
Is this the Beat Yourself Up Hotline?
Yes, sir. If you'd like to beat yourself up, this is the place to do it.
Okay, I'd like to beat myself up now, please.
Go right ahead when you're comfortable.
I am so stupid. I can't believe how stupid I am. What an idiot. I left all my holiday shipping until the last minute again. Now it's a huge hassle. Why do I have to do this to myself every year? When will I learn?
You beat yourself up very well, sir.
Thanks.
But maybe you should just log on to SmartShip.com.
SmartShip.com?
Right. Type in your zip code, and SmartShip.com tells you the fastest, easiest, most affordable way to do your holiday shipping, even at the last minute.
Wow, SmartShip.com.
Mm-hmm.
Why didn't I think of that?
Well,
why do I have to have somebody else tell me what to do?
Oh, sir.
When will I ever have an original thought?
You're really good at this, sir.
I've been told it's a gift.
SmartShip.com, the way smart shipping is done.
If the black dog of depression makes you feel like the saddest soul on earth, you're not alone. Around 350 million people share this debilitating but treatable condition. If you're worried about someone, ask if they're okay. If you're not doing so well yourself, ask for help. There is no shame in doing so. The only shame is missing out on life. So get help, be helped, and always hold on to hope.
See your next special occasion from an elegant new perspective. Birthdays, anniversaries, weddings, group outings. A most memorable experience with views you won't find on land. Exceptional, unforgettable Odyssey. Plan your next special occasion at odyssey.com.
Boom, thunder, thunder, thunder. We are back. Midwest Mobile Singles Podcast 12121. We are back in the studio live again. If you're listening on the link, you can call in with a question or comment. 516-387-1381 is the magic number. And so we normally go into our last segment. We cover a couple things, but we had a very, very interesting chat.
Yes, we
that
did.
Came
bring
in.
It,
yeah,
bring
that
it.
Sort of derailed things a little bit here. So we're going to have to address this.
Yes.
If someone could read, please,
so I'll
Ms. Parker, could you read that again, please?
Yes, I will reiterate what Linda said. Linda from Chicago, who is a non-member. Linda, are you married? If not, you need to be a member. But she said men like cheating. They do it out of habit. Is that true?
Boom, you're
is that a habit that can be broken?
That's what I said in my response. They just used to it. They just keep doing
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
It's like, hey, why do you cheat?
Really?
It's just a habit of mine. I just do
it.
Just,
it ain't nothing.
That's what that sounds like.
I'm telling you, it's just something to do. Like,
you know, it's just I can't
they
help
don't know
it.
No
it just happens. How's your day?
Boom, you think there's any truth to that?
No. Well,
okay.
No.
Okay.
Let me take a
yes.
To a degree. To a degree, yeah. I can agree with that statement. You know, there's
okay,
some
yeah.
men that just they will use that excuse that they're sex addicts, meaning that, you know, they gotta have multiple women all the time, but yet they still have the main one. But you know, once they get caught, oh, all of a sudden you're a sex addict. So it's a habit in a bad way. You know, so I can see somebody using that as an excuse.
Mm-hmm.
Once I thought about the question, actually, it can be a habit to some people. It's just something they grew up with. Maybe their father did it in front of them.
Right.
Whatever the case may be.
Yeah.
Maybe it's a tradition among the men of that side of the family. Who knows?
Mm-hmm. That's what I was
so,
going
to
say.
So yeah, I can, to that, to a certain degree, I can now agree with that statement.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, I'm glad you were the first male to say that because I didn't want to be the first one to say it. But
yeah.
Thanks, kid.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I mean, to be honest, and again, I mean, I'm 53 years old. So when I was in my, you know, mid-20s, there was more than one time in school and afterwards where, you know, I'm dating somebody and things are going decent and something else that turns my head walks by. Did I walk over and get a phone number? Yeah. And there was a couple times got caught. Just caught redhanded. Wasn't even like at that point. It wasn't even a sexual thing. It was just really caught talking to him on the phone or hey, what's this girl's phone number doing in your pocket? You know that kind of thing. And
yeah.
Confronted twice. I remember specifically. I remember being asked, "Why am I not a good girlfriend? Do I not come over mm-hmm. when you say come over? Do I not cook every so often? Am I not attentive?" And both girls were doing all of that. I can honestly say neither one of them were doing anything that would have caused me, and really nothing really caused you to cheat, but
no.
I didn't even have a good excuse. There wasn't even a good excuse to go do it. I mean, in both of them, I had to just really sit there with my hands, you know, on my lap, my head down going, oh, no.
Yeah.
I honestly believe that you see it so much. It happens with so many people around you, and you start to feel like maybe this is just what I'm supposed to do.
Yeah.
And when you're in your 20s, you know, me and David played football. When you're in your 20s, you do something like that, you get nothing but pats on the back if you go out and do something and get away with it. Because, dude, very, very few dudes in your 20s will say, oh, man, you got a good girl. What's wrong with you? They're going to be like, oh, for real? You pulling that too? That's the kind of conversation you get. So it's almost like it's unseen trophy. So,
yeah.
Yes, I have to say that some men literally cheat because it's just almost like it's programmed, and we have to spend so much time deprogramming.
Yeah.
And I'm going to tell you something, too. Nothing deprograms a man better from cheating is when he gets cheated on by a good woman, gets a taste of his own medicine. That will kill a brother right there.
You can
watch all the movies you want to. You can have your father can be a preacher. You can have your mother could be a nun. All your boys can talk to you. All of that is nice, but when you get that first real heartbreak, when she walks out and says, "Yes, I found somebody else because you were doing X, Y, Z, and I'm out," and you left to sit in that house, room, apartment, or whatever, by yourself, thinking about it and thinking about all the stuff you didn't do and the stuff you should have done, you don't ever want that feeling again. Pain is the best teacher in that situation. So
you
almost have to deprogram a man to not do something that we don't like to admit it, but it does seem a little bit like it is something that's almost inherent with us. I'd love to get the ladies' take on what y'all think of that, but that's mine.
Yeah,
I agree with you. I agree with you totally on that. I think that men are, especially, I don't know, here in America, men are taught, because in other countries, you know, in other cultures, there are arranged marriages, and I wish you would cheat on her, you know, that kind of thing. But in our culture, men are taught that you are the big man on campus if the more women you have, the more notches in your belt. So I agree that it is habitual, but I don't know that it is necessarily a habit that you need to break. I think that it's something that men are taught and men are expected to do, but it can definitely be there are men out there who can definitely say, you know, I make the choice to be monogamous. So and maybe after they've gone through that heartbreak, but you know, there are men out there, good men out there who, you know their woman and they know if she's cheating and they don't cheat themselves. But I think it is something that is taught from generation to generation. The more women you have, the better, you know, man you are. You the man. So, yeah, I agree.
Oh, yeah, same. And the only reason I say it's a habit per se is because I feel like a habit is like just an unconscious pattern of something that you just do, right? It's like they were saying, hey, I saw my dad do it, or even my mother mm-hmm. dealt with men, and that's what they did to my mother.
You did it, yeah.
And so, like, I'm just used to it. I didn't take it in at that moment, but as I grow older, I end up doing it. And I didn't even like it happening to my mother, or I didn't even like mm-hmm. how my dad treated my mother, but I'm doing it because it's just built in me at this point. So you do have to unlearn it. That's why when people say, once a cheater, always a cheater, I don't necessarily believe that.
I don't agree with that.
And one of those pivotal moves is like when Brian says, once you get broken down,
mm-hmm.
that could be a moment to where you're like, wait a minute, let me look at myself, deal with myself, and figure out why this is happening. Do I want to change it? And then that can happen. So for some people, those moments, those bottom moments can help. For others, maybe not so much. Some people, there's no help. They are who they are. It's not going to change, and they're just going to, you know, hide from themselves and destroy other people. So.
But it could too be, Mia, not only the hurt that is caused by a woman leaving a man, you know, by him being hurt, but it could be that he just meets that sister who is the one. You know, some men cheat until they come across that one, and then they're like, no, I'm making the conscious choice, because I don't believe that it's unconscious. I truly believe that everyone has a choice to make when it comes to cheating or temptation or whatever the case is. Everybody has that choice. So I don't let people off with that easily by saying it's unconscious. Nope, it's not. Mm-hmm. You're making a choice. But when a brother meets a sister who is that one, you know, she can just be that bad. And he meets her. Brothers turn in their players' cards. You know, they will turn them in for the right one. So it may not even come with that hurt. It may just come with meeting the right woman.
See, I think they mess up at least the right woman a few times before figuring it out.
That could be true, too. Yeah.
It always is like, oh, I had a couple, but I messed it up. But why'd you mess it up? Because of my habit. And then they're like, okay, let me go ahead and let me stop it. You know, I know what it looks like. I know what the one looks like. I know what it feels like. Do I want it right now? No. So let me keep doing what I'm doing. And then finally, they're like, okay, this is my new, you know, resolution. I'm going to do my new thing. I'm a grown up now. I'm going to be a man. I'm going to do this. And I'm going to actually stop my
make the choice.
Because,
to stop.
Yeah, I'm going
to
make a choice. Because you can
make
do
the
it,
choice.
Right?
Just stop.
It's a self
exactly.
thing. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And move on from it. So, yeah, definitely it's a craziness, but it happens, but we know, we all agree that men are messy and sloppy at it.
We didn't. No. See, that wasn't an easy question.
We do agree on that.
It's been embellishing a little bit. Just adding a little bit of stuff extra in here. Russell, we all agree that she's got
to throw that in there.
We do agree on that, Mia. We do.
We do agree. Get up.
Yeah. Yes, ma'am.
Objection, Your Honor.
Yeah.
Brian.
But you know what? You know what? What gets me though, and back me up if I'm, and if y'all out there call in on this one or chat somewhere, why does this happen? And I've seen this happen dozens of times. Dude with a nice, decent lady, and he cheats. Which, you know, there's always could be a reason to cheat. Someone you see the one they're cheating
really?
With, like my God. What is,
yeah,
I mean,
Brian.
They go from that absolute 10 to like a 4.
Mm.
I mean, just a big,
well,
nasty, sloppy 4.
His,
and I'm just like, man, if you're going to cheat, why would you downgrade yourself so badly to cheat like that? I mean, I don't understand the connection part of wanting to go to that.
Is that you really deserve, though?
Because
I'm raising my hand.
You feel like you deserve the 4 and you have the 10 and you feel like you really deserve the 4 based on how you've been treating the 10. And so you go down to what you believe you deserve, like that's your level. Like it's not that, oh, my God, I have a 10. No, no, no. I don't deserve this 10 because I don't know how to treat this 10. This is what I really deserve. And so this is what the representation of what I need to be dating. That's how I
imagine. What
you have to say?
What if the 10 is the bad equation in a relationship?
Ooh.
It could be reversed.
Oh.
But you're treating the 10.
You may have a
10.
Yeah, but a 10 on the outside. But what happens behind closed doors? That 10 could be a ferocious 2 attitude-wise. Which would in turn cause him to downgrade, so to speak.
No.
Yeah. Would cause him to downgrade.
He cannot
cause
him.
Because the 4's attitude is a lot better than the 10 that he's dealing with.
So she caused him to do it. That
right,
is
her fault.
I'm not saying
unfair.
She caused it. I'm not saying she caused it. I'm not saying that, but that's a factor. Again, he makes that ultimate choice of cheating.
Mm-hmm.
It's a choice,
mm-hmm.
but there's factors mm-hmm. that's pushing him towards that. That 10 could be that factor that's pushing him towards something else.
So then why not just break up with the 10 if she has
exactly.
such a bad attitude and
that's
you don't
want
to be with her and you're going to go out and mess with the 4? I don't get that.
Look, I'm going to bring common sense into this.
That's my problem is if you're
that's
going
exactly.
to find someone else, and you're going to go out there and be with that other person, why not just tell this person that you're supposedly, quote-unquote, and I am using my air quotes, committed
mm-hmm.
to? Why don't you just tell that person?
It makes no
look,
sense.
Brian.
This ain't working for me. Okay? So
Brian.
I don't know that that's the reason,
nope.
David. My reasoning is just because they can. A man will cheat with a woman just because he can. There doesn't have to be any rocket science. It's just because he can.
And when we grown, let's talk. We not talk about 20. When you grown, a 10 has nothing to do with the looks. Let's be clear.
Right.
But when you grown and you dealing with somebody, the looks has nothing to do with how you feel about that person. Not working. Mm-mm.
So again, I don't know that it's all that intricate. I don't think it's all that detailed. I think it's really, really simple. A man cheats.
Likes boogaloo.
Anybody, and I'm not going to just say men, but we were talking about specifically men because Brian's question was about men. So I'm going to leave it at that. It is because he can. Because he's met another woman who gives him some attention. She strokes his ego. She tells him he's handsome. She, you know, does all the things that he likes that he might not be getting at home. Even though he's with a 10, he may not be getting this particular type of attention. And so, therefore, because he can. That's all. It's simple. That's why, Brian. You guys act like you're not Brian. It's not.
No. I'm just for one.
Go ahead, D.
I just feel like I'm being, first of all, I'm being chastised by my two big sisters. For what?
Oh my God.
Time out.
So with that, you better
leave. Yeah, I feel like I've just been chastised. I'm in timeout.
Hey, dog, my white flag went up a long time ago.
They act like I'm the guy in the scenario. It's like,
wait a minute. He said, wait a minute, I didn't do it.
I see where you're coming from. I see your opinion. I do see it. I don't, you know, necessarily have to agree with it, but I get it.
Yeah.
Madam Secretary, you want to do me a favor and get we had one more letter we want to get to real quick. If you want to read that off, if you could. You got it there?
Is that the one from Singh?
Reginald.
Reginald.
From my favorite, Reginald.
Reginald. Oh, from Reginald. Yes.
Yes.
We miss you, Reginald.
You got it, ma'am?
Hey, can we hear me?
Yeah.
Alrighty, yes. Alrighty. So my favorite Reginald and the crew, we can't forget about the crew. They did a poll tonight while they're working. And hey, y'all, Happy New Year. And they said, we took a poll at the West Dock. Men cheat because it is somewhat of a game. Mr. Producer and Boom are correct. And we are sloppy blokes. One of us is all of us. Okay, polka mates. Cheers.
He even said you guys are sloppy with it.
Yes, he knows.
Thank you,
Reginald. Reginald is he's in Dublin, Ireland. He's one of our more consistent. Actually, we have a handful of them, but he writes us almost every time we're on. So thank you, Reg. Hope everything's well out there. As usual, you know, it always creeps up on us too fast. It's closing time. Closing time always comes up.
Wow.
You don't ever see it, but it just slowly comes up. So with that, great show. Thanks for everybody for the participation. We're going to do our closeouts. Boo, if you want to kick us off.
Go ahead and sing that song.
She caught me off guard with that one. Thank you for the tens of thousands of listeners we had tonight. It was a wonderful show. We missed you. Just a little bit of advice. Just please continue to stay safe. This coronavirus is no joke. Again, follow the guidelines. Know that we love you, and there's nothing we can do, and there's nothing you can do about it. So again, thanks again for having us, and we will see you next time.
Thank you, sir, Madam Secretary.
Yay. I'm glad you guys were able to listen in for our first show of the new year. Can't wait for what the new year will bring us. And, of course, have a wonderful evening, and we will chat with you soon.
All righty, Ms. Parker.
This was so fun tonight. Our first show of the new year of 2021. It's going to be great, you guys. Please hang in there with us. Make sure you're telling your friends, your family, anyone and everyone to listen in on Thursday nights. We just appreciate all of you so much for listening in and helping us to make this show so much fun. So we will talk to you later.
All right. And this is your boy, B. Yes, thank you, everybody who called in, clicked the links. We see the numbers there. We really appreciate it. You know, some of y'all have been really patient with us. We were gone for a couple of weeks. We're glad that I see the chat. I see a lot of you are in here every single week writing. We try to get as many people as we can. We're going to keep getting it. Just keep sending them in. We're going to keep getting back to you, Reg, and the crew. Thank you again for being so doggone loyal to us every single week. We are planning on getting our YouTube channel up again. Stay tuned. Within the next, I'd say, few weeks, we should have it up and running. The next crew will be on next week, same time, same day, Thursday, 9 o'clock. The rest of us will see you in the group. Join. If not, take care. Be safe.
Bye.
Good night.
All right.